afternoon, everyone. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio, the Reverend Blake Ruby. Welcome to my show, The Church of the Soul's Evolution. It's been about a month since I was actually on live. I missed the last three Saturdays, and I was on a cruise from the 6th through the 20th of September, and during that time, I missed three shows, the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th. And I love my show because it gives me the chance to just say what's on my mind. I don't really practice or rehearse or write things down. I never enjoyed doing that also when giving speeches because I'm a member of Toastmasters. I'm actually a distinguished Toastmaster, which means I earned the highest honor in Toastmasters in public speaking. And I got it last April after 17 years. And so that's the top of the line. And it just means that you completed all the requirements and you are a good public speaker, if not a great public speaker. But as I mentioned, when giving speeches, and I've given so many of them over the years, mostly 5 to 7 minute speeches, I enjoy just winging it, you know. I've given speeches where I've written down stuff, bullet comments. I've written down whole speeches. And in my opinion, there's nothing like just being impromptu, you know, thinking on your feet, whatever the subject is, because the mind is amazing how it can work quickly when you need it to. And another thing that we have in Toastmasters is something called table topics, which means they give you a subject to talk about for 1 to 2 minutes. And you get up there and you talk in front of people about whatever the subject is. And you just let your mind wander, ramble off the top of your head, impromptu, thinking of your feet, on your feet. And it's great. But for my radio show, I get to talk for 55 minutes. And I already kind of know what I want to talk about, although I might forget because I don't write anything down. Most of the times, I haven't recently. Back in the old day, I began my show back in 2017. And then I used to write bullet comments down. I've got like a chalkboard out here. Think of things to say and write them on my computer. But it's not fun, really. Because then you're trying to remember what you wanted to talk about. And I don't like to have to remember because then your mind goes blank when you try to remember. You've heard of that, right? People's minds go blank. It's because they're trying to remember what they wanted to talk about. And sometimes you can't. So it's better just to go off the cuff, you know. Now, I have several subjects that I wouldn't mind talking about that I usually have talked about before in the past, anywhere from extraterrestrial to near-death experiences, how the cruise went, you know, current events, what has been going on in my life recently, and some things that have to do with current events, you know, the state of the government, all the stuff they're talking about on talk shows, on the news, you know. The news, they have such a great responsibility to help us know the real deal. And the dog scratching to get out, but he just comes out here, he's going to bark. He was just out here, so I don't think he's got to go to the bathroom. Hey, that's enough of that. Sorry. He can make an annoyance of himself, if you know what I mean. So the news has a tendency to, this is one of the things that's been on my mind, sensationalize what's been going on. And one thing I'll tell you, one thing that I'm convinced about, I'm certain about, although everyone's entitled to their opinion. You might just say, well, Blake, that's your opinion. That is all these active shooters. I mean, the one right after the other, right? I don't know what's coming next, but some individual out there who has mental health issues is putting up red flags, you know, is going to pick up a gun and he's going to go and shoot somebody. That's unfortunate. But it's been happening in the United States a lot recently. I wish it wouldn't happen. Charlie Kirk. I never really knew Charlie Kirk that much. I saw that he was on TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network. But afterwards, I learned a lot more about him, and I think that he was such a beautiful man. He really was. He had his stuff together. He was conservative, and I am too. So we shared that in common. And he was a Christian. And for the most part, I am as well. I mean, I believe in Jesus. I believe in the miracles that he performed. I believe in the resurrection. I believe he had that power. He wasn't the Father. He taught us how to pray, Our Father who art in heaven. Although he should have said, if you know me and have listened to previous radio shows, he should have said, Our Mother and Our Father in heaven. If you don't believe that, well, you're just not an old soul. And that's my opinion. You have young souls. You have intermediate souls. The old souls know the deal with a lot of stuff. I'm 71 years old, and I've been learning for a long time. I've got my book on the Amazon, in the Amazon Kindle bookstore, called The Great Brain, The Golden Soul. For all you people that think you're an old soul, did you know that the soul is the brain of the spirit? Because when you die, your spirit pops out of your body, and you look at that body lying down on the operating table or wherever on the road, and you realize that you're actually two beings in one. You have the physical body, and you have the spirit. The spirit pops out sometimes through the top of the head, sometimes through the chest, and looks down, and it might go through a tunnel into a world of light. Hello, any world of light out there that y'all know about, that you can tell me? Any worlds of light? Anyway, that's the home of the spirit in that world of light. But when the spirit pops out of the body, then you become pure spirit, which is the way you were before you were born into this world. Before you were born, can you remember when you were born? Neither can I. But it's such a cool thing, isn't it? To think that we were at one time babies, all of us. And we look at babies, oh, how cute. They're so beautiful. Well, we were actually one too ourselves at one time, but we don't remember. Even though our eyes and our brains were working, how about that, you know? But don't worry, everything is being recorded. Every single moment of your existence is being recorded by heavenly computers. And if you don't believe that, then like I said, you're probably not an old soul. I'm telling you, that is the truth. Every moment is being recorded so that when you die and you transition to the afterlife as a pure spirit, then you will have a life review of everything that happened in your lifetime from the moment you were born to the day you die, whether it was in a rolling mess of steel or automobile wreck and flipping end over end and catching on fire. And some people die that way. You know, that's reality. Oh, reality versus fantasy here in our world, especially in the United States, all these fantasy violence movies. But I'm going away from the subject, which was these active shooters. And you don't see other countries around the world, right, like China, Russia, United Kingdom, over in Europe, South America, Australia, New Zealand, India. You don't see too much about active shooters over there, do you? And in a way, I understand that it's a good thing in as much as we are looking for our freedom. We are searching for our freedom. Everyone is. Everyone wants to be free, free from oppression, free from someone putting their will against yours and holding you down. And even in the United States, as much as we are better than other countries regarding freedom, we still don't have complete freedom. For example, smoking marijuana isn't legal in some states, yet it is in others. However, you can buy a bottle of whiskey and go kill yourself by drinking yourself to death if you want to. And you can smoke a whole packet, a whole case of cigarettes if you want to. But you can't smoke that leaf over there. But we are evolving. We have made progress. But the point I was making about the news stations, have you noticed that 75% approximately of what they talk about is all negative stuff? Very rarely do they talk about positive things. And so, oh, this person was killed over here, and that person was killed over there. And that's part of the problem. Let me take a drink. Like the last guy that killed the a migrant, you know, the ice shooter, and even marked his bullets the way that the guy that assassinated Charlie Kirk. I don't even want to mention his name because it makes you wonder, though. It kind of pushes us in the right direction, kind of like 9/11 did. You know, afterwards, the U.S. came together as one country, you know, undivided. And we really pulled together in the face of that terrible terrorist attack, you know. So it seems like a lot of good things happen out of bad things. And that's what freedom is about. We're striving for our freedom, I believe, more than any other country. But the news stations have a responsibility to report only as much as necessary and not put that person's picture and his name up there day after day and talk about him. No one's trying to figure out why they did it, what their ideological values were, or what their political views were. In most cases, these people really have mental health issues. And it doesn't help by putting their face up on television. They get their day in the sunshine, their day of glory, and their name is talked about. It's kind of like Jack the Ripper back in the day. They put his name all over the newspapers, and he had that day of fame, of infamy. It's the same thing. Whereas what they really should do is say, today, Charlie Kirk was assassinated by a person with mental health issues. It's a shame that this kind of happens. This thing happens in the United States in a civilized world. And our condolences for his family, who now will have to carry on without a father. Full stop. That's it. No more. No more day having his name on the television for days. They don't care. The people that broadcast this stuff, they're all reporters and they're doing their job. But the people that have the real responsibility are the owners of the news stations. It's what you call a tendency to sensationalize. And the news stations do it too much. As I mentioned, don't give that person a couple of days talking about that individual, trying to figure out why they did it, and conducting an investigation, because you're just encouraging more active shooters to have their day in the sun also. And I'm sure there's 1,000 more at least out there just waiting. You know, if you're going to do it that way, then these people with mental health issues, they're going to want their day in the sunshine too, have their name on the news, their day of infamy. And their picture plastered all over the news stations. Don't do that. Come on. You know, what is wrong with you? Don't you realize that? Are you not smart enough to realize that? My prayer is that God, Creator, will bless those news station owners because they are the ones that have the responsibility and they have big money. No doubt about that. You know, we're talking to big money there. Some reporters like Wolf Blitzer or Jake, what's his name, on CNN, Sean Hannity, others, they make millions of dollars a year. It's because they're able to sit up there. They've got a strong heart, I guess. You know, they can talk under pressure. Maybe they were born that way. I think most of them were born that way. They didn't practice until they got that way. Some people have gifts, but they make all that money. And they're just doing what they're told to do. And we watch a few programs, particularly one, Abby Phillips. She has a show weekdays at 9 o'clock on CNN. And we enjoy the debate that they have around the table, and usually it's a mix of Republicans and Democrats, and they talk about different subjects, you know, things that are going on. Mr. Trump, you know, what's going on with him. It's one thing after another. It's never a dull moment, you know, here in the United States with the politics, to say the least. I'm going to take a drink. So there are some certain curses, you know, of this world. And one of them is that sensationalism by the news. Another one is religion. Although people are entitled to have their own religion, but with so many religions and each one claiming to profess the truth, don't you detect that there's something wrong with that? Can't you think that there's something wrong with, how many are there? 991 religions, over 900 religions on earth. And each one saying, I have the truth. You don't. Some of them gone to war over the centuries, right? Killing in the name of religion, when really they should be teaching spirituality. That was the point of me naming my show The Church of the Soul's Evolution. That's what's more important. Plus, for those of you who are diehard religion people out there, religion is a money-making business. Are they really concerned for telling the truth and helping you to evolve? I think not. That's irrefutable. But some people, you know, you just can't argue with them. So it comes down to, guess what? You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. And another curse is drugs. I'm going to take a drink. Drugs. You shouldn't need to get high. Have an artificial high. You should be high on life, my friends. Like me. High on life. I go out and I walk and I run in the mornings. Do a lot of running. Today, I ran five about 100-meter sprints. Push your body to the limit like I do. I found me a little bit of dirt road on this dirt track, a straightaway. A walk, warm up by walking. And, excuse me, I'm going to take a drink. Now, if you sprint, let me give you a bit of advice, because I've been doing it since about 8 years, and I'm serious. I don't know too many people, maybe Olympic sprinters out there, that have been doing as much sprinting as I have. I'm serious. You might not believe me. I'm telling you, I have enjoyed sprinting. But you got to do it right. You can't do it like they do. You know, starting in the, what they call those things, they start out in the, I forget what they call those, but they put their 2 feet, you know, down, they start that way. The body doesn't work that way. The best way to sprint is to start off slowly. You know, jog for about 10 meters and then break into a sprint. That way you won't hurt your hamstrings or your groin muscles. Would you do that? Give it a try if you're serious about improving yourself. I've been doing that. So I'll jog about 10 meters lightly, and then I'm also cognizant on what leg I push off on, you know, right leg or left leg. And then I'll breathe through my nose for like 10, 20 meters. And that's the new thing. If you've been doing any research like I have, you'll see that for the Olympic sprinters, most of them breathe through their nose. Jennifer Wooden just won the women's 100 and 200 meters at the World Championships. And check her out. Before her, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce from Jamaica. You can see very clearly that they breathe through their noses. And why is that, you might ask? Because it helps them maintain their form. When you're breathing through your mouth, you don't breathe in evenly. And you don't get sufficient amounts of oxygen to the cells appropriately. Anyway, so drugs, getting high. I don't judge people for doing it, because there was a time when I was in that boat, so to speak, growing up. Let's just put it as substance abuse. Okay, substance abuse. My parents were alcoholics. Hello. And I grew up in a secondhand smoke environment. Hello. And when did I become truly responsible for my own actions? I think when my parents died, actually. It wasn't 18, it wasn't 21. When my parents passed away in 1999, 81 years old, I realized then that I was truly on my own. I was truly on my own. That was when I became responsible for my actions. And since then, I have not touched alcohol or any drugs. I actually gave up drinking in 1988. Now, in my opinion, now you might think this is contradictory to what I've said, but part of the problem with the world today is that drugs are illegal. You can go to the pharmacist. You can have your doctor prescribe all kinds of medication if you want, you know, pain medication. It's legal there, just like that leaf is legal, but that leaf is not legal, you know. If they legalize all drugs. Now, I feel sorry for the children of parents that would have to, you know, go through that, but growing up, the temptation is always there, and that's why so many young men and women rebel against their parents and rebel against the police and society. And it's unfortunate because they could be thrown in jail and spend years when all they were doing was just, you know, looking for their freedom and doing what they do behind closed doors. It's nobody's business what people do behind closed doors. And even heroin or some of the heavier drugs, crack cocaine. If people want to do that, let them do it. You'd be surprised, I think, that we would find that actually drug use would go down among people. Because part of the mystery, the mystique of drugs is because they're illegal. But if they were legal, then you wouldn't have as many overdoses. You wouldn't have as many people getting arrested. You wouldn't have so many people whose lives are changed for the negative because of that. Let them do what they want to do. That's what true freedom is about. Free to do whatever you want to do, as long as you don't harm somebody. And parents just have to teach their children right. Don't do drugs. They're bad for your body. They're bad for your mind. They're a curse. But if you want to, just like with alcohol and tobacco, they're there. You can try them. See what you like. See if you like them. And if you want to keep on doing them, that's up to you. You know, we're trying to teach you not to, but after a while, you're going to be on your own. And our recommendation is that you don't take drugs. Get high on life. You know, exercise daily. Get your heart exercising. Increase your heartbeat. Exercise your lungs. Don't put smoke in your lungs. Your lungs are meant to have smoke in them. But if you do, that's up to you if you want to. I don't want to judge you. I used to smoke tobacco back in the day. Some things I don't want to talk about. Other things I do. Some things are better left unsaid. Anybody hear an amen out there? Some things are better left unsaid. Amen. There's an amen. 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 Right? Now, some people might try to take advantage of other people. And that's the way the world is, unfortunately. But it's kind of like the good in the world, the decent, family-oriented, kind, generous, loving people are about 80% of the world. And about 20% are the mean, bully, dictators, tyrants, people who don't care about making the world a better place, murderers, rapists. 20%. And it seems like over the years, it's been the minority that's been running roughshod over the majority. What do you think? I'm going to take a drink. Well, my friends, the sun's going down. Days are getting shorter. I think cold weather's coming. And I always wish that I'd known this. I'm never going to say, oh, dang, it's cold. Oh, it's cold. And when it gets hot, oh, dang, it's too hot. You know, it's all natural. Excuse me. I got to tell you about the cruise. Unless you want to move somewhere where the weather's perfect, like San Diego or Guadalajara, don't complain about the weather. shouldn't complain about something you can't change, right? Now, believe it or not, there's some ETs out there that come from different planets around the universe, and they know how to change their planet's orbit so that they can rotate it in a particular manner and have like about an 82-degree, which is the perfect temperature for the daytime, temperature during the day is down to about 70 at night. Never gets too cold. Never gets too hot. What about you? Do you think you'd like that? Or would you like the heat or the cold or a combination of both? Some people like living up there in North USA where the temperatures get really cold. Excuse me. In the wintertime, they get lots of snow, too. Or some people like to live in, like here in South Texas, Doug and Don over there in Houston. I'm here in San Antonio. It gets bacon hot in the summertime. I kind of like a combination of both. I like the four seasons. And I like to see the leaves change color, you know, on the trees and fall off. And then we have like about 2 or 3 months here in South Texas where the trees are brown and don't have any leaves, and then they sprout new leaves in the springtime and starts all over again. It's wonderful. And so the cruise, I picked up a little virus, and it's happened before. I did some research the other day. Apparently, other people got sick too on that cruise ship, because of the food or the ventilation, maybe drinking too much, who knows. But COVID-19 is always a possibility on the cruise ships. I've gotten it before. And I was doing fine for the first week, and I hadn't been sick for a while. Fortunately, I brought some antibiotics. I bought some antibiotics in Mexico. And that's always a good idea, so you don't have to go to the doctor. I went to the medical center on board a previous cruise. They charged me $1,000 for Paxlovid, which was a really good medicine to get rid of COVID. But I don't know if this one was. I still got a little bit of residue, you know, coughing and phlegm still. Almost back to 100%, but, oh, it was tough. But I hung in there. I still did my workout every morning. And still did a little bit of singing every day. But that was 2 weeks on the Carnival Jubilee out of Galveston to the Western Caribbean, Honduras, Costa Maya, Cozumel, back to Galveston, took another drink. And then did it again. 2 7-day cruises in a row, they call back-to-back. Hold on, I'm going to change my speaker that's blocking out the sunshine here. I'm going to move it over just a little bit. Give me a few seconds, please. Okay, that's better. The sun is going down, and it's behind the top of the trees, but still was shining in. But now I put one of my speakers in the way, and the sun is no longer shining in my face. So my wife and I, we have a routine. We rest a lot, lying in bed. I was watching TV, you know, with a couple of pillows and surfing the channels and listening to CBS News. They were streaming, you know. They don't have CNN or any other channels. And just to see what's going on. I don't want to spend too much time with the news, really. If I had my, you know, if I lived by myself, I probably wouldn't watch any news unless I had to. If I found out something bad to really happen, I would. But anyway, and then I'll go and I'll work out, you know, do like about a mile walking and running. I'll go get some breakfast, and then I'll get some things my wife wanted, take it back to her, some coffee, and wake her up, and she'll have her breakfast, and then we go back to bed. And just relax. And then we were ordering usually room service for lunch. Or I would go to the burger joint, maybe get couple of burgers for her, a couple of veg burgers for me because I'm vegan. And we would relax more in the bed. Sometimes my wife would go work out in the gym. I never worked out in the gym because I like to save my energy for my walking and running and not burn myself out. But anyway, then we'd go to dinner. We put in a reservation. So we had dinner every night, and the food is always excellent. You know, the service is wonderful. And I went to karaoke 3 times. First week, twice. And then once the second week. But I made a tactical mistake. I'm going to take a drink. I ordered a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch. And that's happened before. I was eating like half a sandwich. I had a whole sandwich. And then during dinner, I ordered the Carnival melting chocolate cake with some ice cream. Ice cream always seems to do it for me if I have too much ice cream. Although I only took 3 spoonfuls, a combination of the cake and the ice cream. And then later on, after we were finished watching some entertainment, or maybe during the entertainment, I went and got a virgin pina colada. And that's what set me off. My throat started to hurt, which is usually the first telltale sign that I'm coming down with something. It is for most people, I think. And then, so I popped a couple of antibiotics and took some Mucinex and some cough syrup and kept it at bay. But even now, when we got back on the 20th day, the 27th, I'm also 28, so still a little bit of crud remaining, so to speak, you know, that phlegm in my chest. And I'm hoping that it goes away soon. I think I'm almost back to normal. It's kind of like, you know, I'll go to bed and then I'll wake up by coughing. Not much, before more, but now just occasionally with that still coughing up phlegm. It's unfortunate. I don't like getting sick at all. I'm not going to use the word hate. No one should use the word hate. It's not good for you to use that. I don't. I don't think I've ever said hate. I say I don't like. Anyway, I really don't like getting sick, and I try not to, but it seems that always it happens in conjunction with going on a cruise. I'm going to take a drink. And sometimes I'm able to beat it, other times not. I think the majority of the times in the recent past, I've either gotten sick before or during. But it's such a good vacation value going on a cruise ship because the money is not that much, you know? This last one, 2 weeks, my wife and I, with a balcony, with the airfare from San Antonio to Houston round trip, came to $1,500. 2 weeks with a balcony. And that's pretty good, right? Where else could we have gone? Maybe to some resort, some motel, and then you have to pay for your food. And you just have to be smart. And also, they say don't drink the water. Don't even brush your teeth in the water on a cruise ship because it's recycled. The Jubilee is a brand new ship. We were on the maiden voyage back in December of 23, but they kind of mass produce things, you know, and as I mentioned, per that research I did, a lot of people have gotten sick. Gastrointestinal issues, COVID-19. And that's what happens when, you know, they make all that food and put it out and have to do it quickly, you know. Every week, the population of the cruise ship turns over. You know, 6,500 passengers. It's a huge boat. But on other smaller boats, too, it happens. I'm going to take a drink. Other than that, you know, I'm surviving. Trying to make the best out of every day. Thank you, God, creator of the universe. Thank you for my life. Thank you for another day of living. Thank you for your grace and mercy. I don't take another day of life for granted. I'm smart enough to realize that tomorrow is not guaranteed for me. And it's like that song by Jimi Hendrix, you know, All Along the Watchtower. There's some among us that think that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. Hey. So it's usually the older souls that realize that life isn't a joke, you know, and hey. Besides the natural disasters that happen here on planet Earth, you've got driving on the freeways. Every year, did you know this? Every year, approximately 50,000 people die on the freeways here in the United States. People that you don't know about, never even heard of, some that you might have. Like clockwork, 50,000 every year. Isn't that strange? You get the same amount just about every year. Motorcyclists, too, especially here in San Antonio. Motorcyclists killed. Not to mention, you know, like I said, talked about Mother Earth, you know, wildfires. In California, please. It seems like every year they have wildfires. Do what you got to do, for God's sake, whoever's in charge over there in California. You're right by the Pacific Ocean. You got to figure out something. You've got the technology. You're smart enough to channel that water to help put out wildfires, you know, build more fire hydrants, create fire breaks. Don't worry about the little wild field mouses who the EPA is trying to protect, you know. Clear out the brush. Hire some migrants to clean out that brush between houses around communities. Do what you got to do. Just don't let it happen next year, okay? It happens every year. You still haven't learned your lesson. Come on. And then you've got hurricanes, although fortunately this year we haven't been hit by any bad hurricanes. We're getting close to the end of the hurricane season. And then you have lightning that kills people. You've got tornadoes, kill a lot of people. Sometimes volcanoes explode and kill people. Tsunamis after earthquakes or earthquakes, period, you know. 7, 8 point earthquakes and kill thousands of people. And then, you know, you have the food chain here on this world. We're not at the top of the food chain. You get in the ocean, you realize quickly, hey, you know, sharks, they're at the top of the food chain, killer whales. And then there are bears and lions and tigers and wolves, other animals that will eat you up, snakes that will kill you, spiders that will kill you. It's tough living here on planet Earth, my friends. It's a hard school of learning in the University of the Universe. It's otherwise known as the Planet of Sorrows, a Category 1 planet on a scale of 1 to 9, where a lot of war and killing is pretty commonplace and has been for centuries now. Anybody disagree with that? I think not. Even now, war is going on. Not a good thing. Because you know why? Because they're not smart enough to work out their differences peacefully. What if I was to say to you, you're not smart enough? Would you take that personally? I wouldn't want to offend you, but some people, like over there in Europe and the Middle East, especially politicians, you know, they don't realize that they don't have the intellect to resolve their differences peacefully. Bottom line, case closed. That's what it is. I learned a new song. I'm always learning new songs. And there's one called War Pigs by Black Sabbath. You ever heard of that one? Well, Judas Priest, who is one of my favorite heavy metal bands, has done their own cover version of War Pigs. And I think maybe that was before Ozzy passed away. But God bless his soul. I think he was a great man. You know, I really liked him. And so War Pigs goes, let me read the lyrics back to you. Let me tell you what the lyrics are. Generals gathered in their masses. Just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerers of death construction. In the fields, the bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning the brainwashed minds. Let me take another drink. Isn't that true? The war machine keeps turning. I understand that you have these people that try to take over the world like the Nazis did. And you have to rise up and fight them and prevent them from dominating the world, you know, keeping us under oppression. And they were able to do that. But afterwards, the Korean War, Vietnam, the Gulf War, Afghanistan, Iraq, was that all necessary? You can justify them, but there really is no justification for killing your fellow human being. And if it's ever going to stop and there's ever going to be peace, I'll tell you how. By praying for it to happen. And also, besides prayer, remember I told you one time on a previous show, man will prey on man until man learns to pray for man. P-R-E-Y versus P-R-A-Y. But one other thing we need is more female leadership. Women aren't so willing to send their children off to a war that's not justified to die. They are less willing than men. Men have had their chance. Take it from the Reverend Blake Ruby. Men, you've had your chance for centuries. You've dominated this world. You've oppressed women. They've only just recently begun to get their rights and have their equality. Even in the 1920s, they didn't have the right to vote. Now they still don't get paid as much as men, just because they're physically weaker, not as strong as men, not because of their minds, which are actually sharper than men's. The time has come to shift from a paternal to a maternal, more maternal society with more love and caring, especially for our children. That way, war will gradually decrease and peace will increase. Don't forget to pray, though. Prayer helps. Because no one has the right to take a person's life against their own will. Remember that movie, The Revenant, with Leonardo DiCaprio? We saw his new movie last night. It was okay, kind of silly. He's always smoking a cigarette or smoking a joint. And I don't want to judge him, but I expect a lot more from Leonardo DiCaprio. He is a good man, I believe, a great actor. We need to see some more wonderful things from him. Don't drag yourself down. If you did something that you're guilty about, just pray for repentance, Leonardo. We need to see the best of you. Although it brought up a good point about the migrants, you know, people that are coming across the border, mostly Mexicans and what they have to go through. And I'm sorry that they have to endure that. You know, if it was up to me, I would say, let them stay. I'll close the borders. Don't let anybody else come over. Everyone has to go through that process, you know, of requesting visas and citizenship. But the ones that are here, they can stay. Identify yourselves, do the paperwork, and get your citizenships and become an integral part of our society. What am I doing on time? I've got 10 minutes. I'm going to take a drink. I don't like judging people, but when I see all that talent going to waste, I got to say something. That new movie, One Battle After Another, that's not worthy of an Oscar. You know, all these actors, they should act with the intention of winning an Oscar. You know, we want to see some really good stuff. Yes, Sean Penn was the director, I think, him and Leonardo. Kind of silly stuff, you know. I mean, I don't want to say anything negative about Sean Penn because I value his talent and his skills, you know, and his leadership, but another fantasy violence movie, my friends. I think it was based on a true story, though. We need to see more true stories. Let me take a drink. So I hear in the men out there, more true stories, more real life. No more fantasy violence. These actors are getting paid millions of dollars by doing these fantasy violence movies. But when the real thing happens and some active shooter goes off and kills people, someone presses them close to us like Charlie Kirk, oh my God, oh. But then they'll go to the movie and see fantasy violence movie. Doesn't make any sense, right? But a lot of things don't make sense in a Category 1 planet. Because another thing, too, I didn't get to mention, all the things that weigh heavy on us as we struggle to survive, as we live our daily lives here on planet Earth, is that the atmosphere weighs down on us. It really does. The barometer is rising and falling. We struggle to get enough sleep, to eat the right foods. It's tough. You know, this is a very difficult school of learning. Excuse me. Take another drink. You hear that? I've got that phlegm stuck in my throat. But I feel like it's almost gone. If you're still alive, and every day 40,000 people around the world die, about that many are born, but if you survived up until now, give yourself a pat on the back, please. You are a survivor. This is a very, very, I hear it's one of the most difficult schools of learning in the universe. It's a beautiful planet, a wonderful world with such a variety of life, over a million types of insects, over 30,000 types of fish in the ocean, seas, rivers, and lakes, over 10,000 types of birds and reptiles each, over 9,000 types of amphibians, over 5,000 types of mammals. So there's such a diversity of life here. Oh, my God. But what if all that happened, if it happened by accident for all you atheists out there? Isn't it logical that all that life could happen anywhere in the universe? And you know they're discovering new planets every day. You can't deny that. I think 9 out of 10 people will believe, yes, they are. I see the evidence. You know, the Kepler Space Telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope, is discovering more and more planets each day in solar systems, too. That's undeniable, irrefutable evidence. So we know, I think deep in our beings, in the core of our beings, we know that we are not alone. But unfortunately, the government, not only the U.S. government, but other governments around the world are hiding the truth from us. They say that we can't handle the truth. What do you think, my friends? Is it time for a revolution to tell them, hey, I can handle the truth. If E.T. landed in my backyard, I'd walk out there to meet him. Now, it might freak me out. I might get that deer in the headlights there. But they probably would be cool, you know, say something like, hey, don't be afraid. You know, we live over there, 100 light years away. Our civilization has been in existence for millions of years, even before the Milky Way galaxy was created. Oh, okay, yeah. They can make you feel better. It's not like they're going to take you on board and do evil experiments. There are some that do that, but they are the exception, not the norm. Most of them are decent, caring beings, sentient beings, who are very evolved, come from very advanced civilizations, and have mastered technology, and their spirituality is in synchronicity with their technology, too. I mean, like, I'll tell you a little secret. The spacecraft that crashed at Roswell, those aliens were from the Large Magellanic Cloud Galaxy. They were kind of like ordered by another group of extraterrestrials who was orbiting the moon at that time because Earth was going through atomic testing, and so they were sent down to collect air, water, and soil samples. And their spaceship, there's an interface between their minds and their propulsion systems. They can put their hands, well, they did for that particular spaceship, on like a dashboard where there's like imprints of their hands, and fly it that way. If they want to turn left, they turn left. If they want to turn right, they just think turn right. If they want to go up, they think go up. If they want to go down, they think go down. That kind of thing. Want to go faster? Think faster. Want to go slower? Think slower. Pretty cool stuff, huh? Let me take another drink. So back then, the military mind was, well, we just came through a very difficult world war. And so now we've got competitors out there, the Russians. And if that technology gets into their hands, you know, I'm talking about anti-gravity, electromagnetic technology, then that could spell the end of the world, you know, if you want to survive. Yet they were very harsh with how they handled their secrecy back then. They had no qualms about assassinating people that talked about that kind of stuff. Even now, that was back then, but even now, you've heard about the Men in Black. And the thought comes into my mind, you know, oh, then there might be people out there listening to my radio show that want to keep suppressing freedom, expression. They don't care about the truth. They don't care if we survive or not. They're leading us like sheep to the slaughterhouse, you know. The billionaires controlling this world, but you out there, we the people, have the power as per the Constitution. Our founding fathers, I might not agree totally with the Constitution because it was forged by men who were going through a bloody revolution at the time, but it was inspired by God. I think it's been like something, a guidepost for us to follow, you know, about goodness and mercy and happiness and equality and the right to pursue happiness and freedom and equality. They were inspired by our creator, the creator of the universe. And that passed on. That's why America has been such a nesting bed, if you will, of freedom. People seeking freedom. Such a diversity of all kinds of people coming from everywhere. Because they know that America stands for freedom. I see the moon. The moon's out there. I'm going to take another drink. Let me go back to what I said before, my friends. Remember, this comes from God himself, okay? His herself, because God is both male and female. Unless you're talking about the mother and father God on that world over there of light, 93 million miles away. But the creator of the universe who initiated the Big Bang said these words, I believe. I heard it in a near-death experience. A man that had rolled his car caught on fire. He had a gaping head wound. He left his body, went through a tunnel, found himself in a world of light. Hello, a world of light. A world of light. And he met, might have been Father God. I think it was. A being of light, made of pure light, made of light. Isn't that amazing to be made of light? Approached him, getting bigger and bigger, and then materialized in front of him, shining with a beautiful, brilliant quality, surrounded by a line as if etched with a fine quill pen, a kind of energy emanating like a nuclear charge. And this being spoke to him and said, man will prey on man until man learns to pray for man. So as I get ready to close here, my friends, remember to pray for your fellow man. Are you brave enough? Are you strong enough? You that live here in the land of the free and home of the brave, you should be able to be a prayer warrior. We need more. Please make things change. Feel free to talk to the creator of the universe or the mother and father God or even Jesus if you want to. But go straight to the highest level, right? I mean, you can talk to Jesus, you can talk to mother and father God, which is above Jesus, or you can talk to the creator of the universe above our mother and father God, who are co-creator gods of our solar system. But why not go to the highest level? Believe me, the creator will listen to you and converse with you, communicate with you. You are also a child of the creator of the universe. You are an eternal soul. You have a piece of light from the creator that lights up your soul like a lamp, so that when you die and you pop out, you'll be shining with a certain light. And the nature of that light, the intensity of it, will depend on just how evolved you are and whether or not you are going to develop yourself spiritually here on earth and increase that intensity is up to you. Tell you the truth. You are a spirit in the material world, and your soul is the brain of your spirit. You have a brain for your physical body, right? The soul is the brain of the spirit, because you are a spirit. We are all spirits here in the material world. But you knew that, right? We all know the answers. We can tap into that universal intelligence, that omniscience of the Creator. Sometimes when we sleep, you know, we dream, we find out answers. So you can do that too. Pray. We need prayer warriors. How am I doing on time, Doug and Don? I think I might be a little bit over. Anybody out there? Doug, Don, BBS Radio. Hello, this is Blake.
Yes, you've got about 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening. I love you. Love one another above all else, okay? It's hard. Pray for them. That's how you do it. That's the key. Don't be afraid to pray. Thank you. Talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.